Page 113, born with brain damage because of anoxia, oxygen deprivation during delivery, the highest infant mortality rates in the world occur in areas where female genital mutilation is practiced. In addition, 25% of infertility is attributable to female genital mutilation. 337-38. End of quote. Annas concludes with a passion that is unusual for a scholarly discussion of a cultural practice. When the effects of female genital mutilation are honestly faced, nothing can justify it, not culture, not tradition, not parental rights, nothing. 351. Young girls are neither the property of the tribe nor the property of their parents. They are individuals with rights. Other than an obvious empathy with suffering children, it is a depth of commitment that finds strength in two principal sources, medical ethics and human rights. Medical ethics are violated when doctors perform, perhaps even when they condone, procedures that serve no medical purpose, that are in fact harmful to patients who are usually unaware of their rights. An especially strong case can be made, though Annas makes it only in passing in the longer passage quoted above with her mention of AIDS, that the practice of